I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Oregon Contemporary Theater, formerly known as Lord Liebrich Theater, launches its new season on September 20th with the play August, Osage County, a darkly comedic play by Tracy Letts that's been awarded the Pulitzer Prize and numerous Tony Awards. It'll run through October 12th. Joining us in the KLCC studios, our director Tara Weibrew and Craig Willis, artistic director. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Well, the passing of a person can often bring a family together, but when a family comes together, true unity is not always the result. That's the case with the Weston family in this play in Oklahoma, correct?
Absolutely. The three primary family members that we end up dealing with are Violet, the mother of the Weston family, her husband, who goes missing, and the oldest daughter, Barbara. We're also joined by the two younger sisters, Ivy and Karen, as well as everyone's significant others, children, and other extended family members. Chaos definitely ensues when you get that many people into one house.
And skeletons come out of the closet.
What is it about this play that's compelling enough to have earned it a Pulitzer Prize and all of those Tony Awards in its Broadway incarnation?
You know, I think it just shook audiences by storm, in part because it's brutally honest and it's bitingly funny. I think people have compared Mr. Letts' writing style to Edward Albee, and with good reason. They both share a love of language and a complexity of character, and there are always really serious themes undermining what is being talked about, even if it's being treated very lightly. And it's just one of those plays that you find yourself laughing and cringing simultaneously. And generally, I think we laugh in that style because we recognize ourselves and maybe not always the favorite parts of ourselves or the favorite parts of our family. But it's better to laugh than to cry.
Well, Tara, as director, what strategies have you used to keep that balance between the biting observation and the humor? It's a fine line.
It is. It's a very, very fine line. And a lot of what we've talked about in rehearsals has been an idea that's often referred to as taking it off the page, not playing the fact that sometimes the words that are used are incredibly heavy. The insults can be incredibly hurtful, but if we treat them as lighter than they are, at least as lighter than they are literally, then that's where we start to find, I think, a lot of the ways that families really do interact. We'll give nicknames and we'll tease one another in a light way that is, in fact, really heavier and more meaningful at its core. And the opposite is also true. We'll use words that are a lot more meaningful in their literal sense, but really the underlying message is far lighter than necessarily the words that we're using.
What is that underlying message from your perspective?
This play for me has a lot to do with ideas of home and family and how it is that we identify family. Who it is within our families that we really connect with. And that means accepting people as they are, with all of their problems, all the trials and the tribulations that we go through. And we get to see this group of 13 people related in many, many different ways, really find out who it is they consider to be their family within the family that they're born into or married into.
So what can we take away from all of this to make our own personal family dynamics better?
I think a lot of it really comes back to not taking people for granted. Really trying to show appreciation, even if we don't understand someone's actions or why they say what they say, why they do what they do. That family is about the interaction. It's about the in-between space, not about individual actions, but what happens when those actions come into play up against one another, which also is very much metaphorical for theater. Theater is the in-between space. It's between the performers and the technicians and the audience. It's the art that happens in the interaction and in the exchange there.
Tara Weibrew, director of Oregon Contemporary Theater's production of August, Osage County, and Craig Willis, OCT's artistic director. August, Osage County opens the OCT season in the new Lord Liebrich Playhouse at 194 West Broadway in Eugene, opening night Friday, September 20th, and the run closes on Saturday, October 12th. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.